Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm so glad that you guys have got the advantage. I'm so glad.
Are you?
You have a star of the caliber level of a Drew McIntyre with you, because we're not alone.
Okay.
We found a fifth member. Somebody that I have a legacy with. You know what I'm talking about, right? Why are you looking at me that way? You're looking at me like I'm prey, like we're prey. Did you not know? With us is the apex predator. Matter of fact, I think all these people know who it is too. That's right. You're not just hearing voices inside your head, because these people here tonight, they're right.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
There you have it, the closing moments of Monday Night Raw, and Cody Rhodes confirming the return of Randy Orton. It came at the end of the War Games advantage match between Drew McIntyre and Jey Uso, and as Drew got the advantage for his team, Cody, Seth Rollins, and Sami Zayn all came to the ring to support Jey Uso, who was getting beaten up at the end, and it's there where we had that promo you just heard. All but saying the name Randy Orton. And if there was any doubt on WWE socials, they made it official that the War Games team going up against the Judgment Day and Drew McIntyre would indeed be Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, Seth freaking Rollins, Sami Zayn, and Randy Orton. Orton is back in the mix, and it's been a long time coming. It was back in May of last year that Randy Orton last stepped into a WWE ring. He left very suddenly, suffering a back injury that required surgery and a lengthy rehabilitation. Now, the last time Orton competed was the night he and Matt Riddle lost the Raw Tag Team Championships to the Usos. Lots has happened between now and then. Jey Uso on his team, and there was a lovely moment where they cut to Jey Uso realizing he's going to team with the guy that he took the titles off last time they were together with. Matt Riddle no longer with the company as of a few months ago, and behind the scenes the company's changed exponentially since Randy Orton was last there. Vince McMahon briefly returning to power, only to be removed from that position by TKO Group Holdings and Paul Levesque leading the creative. So this will be the first time that Triple H has truly controlled the creative direction of Randy Orton. Very intrigued to see what happens here. Now, the return of Randy Orton is something that we've talked about pretty much all year, there was speculation that he'd pop up at WrestleMania. There was speculation that he'd pop up at a couple of pay-per-views throughout the year. There was a lot of talk about him turning up at Money in the Bank in London. But it really got... conversations really began in September when he was filmed arriving at the WWE Performance Center, beginning to train for an in-ring return, a return that will take place at Survivor Series. We now officially know, courtesy of last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. So how is this going to play out? Lots of interesting elements in play with Randy Orton on Cody Rhodes' team as well. I'm sure you've got your thoughts on it. And we have ours. Check out 9 pitches tomorrow on the Cultaholic YouTube channel for what we want to happen at Survivor Series this weekend. Plus predictions for Survivor Series with Andrew and Adam. Live reactions with Andrew Hodkinson and Adam Pacitti on Saturday night. And you'll have what happened at and the WTF moments from Survivor Series shortly afterwards as well. It's WWE's last major event of the year. It's coming out of Chicago, a sold-out Chicago, and the return of Randy Orton is the big talking point going into Survivor Series 2023.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, this is the big gap of silence, isn't it? But you've already looked at your device to go, is it still going? It's a big gap, isn't it? Almost as big as the Black Friday sales at cultaholicshop.com. 50% off everything, and you don't even need a code. Cultaholicshop.com right now for the Black Friday sale. Anyway, back to the wrestling news.
I'm going to be totally fucking transparent. My leg is fucked. And I had an opportunity there to fucking phone it in. And I would never fucking do that. Oh, fuck. When I put him on that table, I had every intention of putting him through that motherfucker. Because he stole what was mine. He stole what was mine. And he had no fucking right. Because I busted my ass to make it to the top of this sport. And when that table broke, I had two fucking options. I could have thrown him in the ring like an absolute fucking nerd. Or I could have fucking done what I set out to do. And I could have put on the show of the lifetime for the fans that I love. These tears are not fucking fake. My leg fucking hurts really bad. And I landed on it really hard off the top rope. But I fucking love wrestling so much. And I fucking love this belt so much. And I love my fucking best friend Adam Cole so much. And he helped me get through it. And I'm in a lot of fucking pain. But it's nothing a fucking pickle can't solve. It's nothing my fucking friend can't. Fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, I promised myself I'd curse less this press conference. I'm just in a lot of pain. Jay White's a piece of shit. But I'm saying this right now. He's a great athlete. And he's an incredible professional wrestler. And Shane Strickland's an incredible professional wrestler. And Hangman Page is. And to have to follow a match like that to have to follow that whole card was not easy. Oh, it's a fucking good pickle. I'm sorry. I'm like laughing and in pain at the same time. Just give me 2 seconds to gather my thoughts.
A very emotional Maxwell Jacob Friedman there in the media scrum that followed AEW All Out. A heck of a performance put in by MJF. Obviously, the story was that MJF got his leg battered into 1,000 pieces, but came out and put out an incredible main event with Jay White. But there was more going on than just a kayfabe injury. It was during the main event, as MJF openly discussed there, the plan was to put Jay White through the announce table with a diving elbow. However, the announce table gave way prematurely. So in an improvised move, MJF just did a diving elbow onto the floor. Consequently, he is in a bad way because of it. Wrestle purists updating us saying, according to sources, MJF hurt his hip when performing an elbow drop to the outside and had to have his hip popped back in after the match. He is also said to have banged up his shoulder when taking the top rope uranage. MJF, however, is not expected to miss any TV time, but the current plan is for him to be featured in a non-wrestling capacity while healing up in time for AEW's World's End pay-per-view. So we may not see MJF wrestling again until the last event of the year to keep him as healthy as possible going into that show. Wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't blame them either. Also, speaking of injuries in AEW, we're sending our best wishes to Juice Robinson. He was written off of the pay-per-view by getting beaten up backstage by MJF on Rampage, but this was done to excuse Juice from television for the rest of the year. Fightful Select reporting that Juice Robinson has been dealing with a back injury that requires surgery. Now, it's not clear when Juice suffered the injury in question, but he hasn't competed on AEW television since the start of the month. Fightful adds, "We weren't given a specific timetable, but we are told he is likely to be done in the ring for the year, though it wasn't expected to be an extremely drawn-out absence, barring setbacks." So all being well, Juice Robinson will be back in an AEW ring sooner rather than later. Of course, we send him our best wishes here at Cultaholic. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, check out 10 forgotten Survivor Series moments. Things that have fallen away in the annals of time from the big end-of-year pay-per-view. Check out some that you may want to relive at youtube.com/Cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.